Welcome to episode 85 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's been a busy and productive time since last week's episode, with all manner of activities including photo shoots, meetings and preparations for the coming days. Now, last Wednesday, I headed up to London for a meeting with one of my contacts from the photography industry. That in itself was very beneficial, and I'll be bringing you more details of the outcome in the future. Whilst in the city though, I decided to take in a number of galleries and exhibitions in order to get the creative juices flowing. And on my way back, I stopped to record my thoughts and recommendations for you. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 85. It's just after 6:30 in the evening and I'm sat in one of my local parks, and as I sit here under the shade of whatever tree it is, I've got the train station where I've just got off the train behind me, and in front of me is the local cricket club doing their thing. I've just come back from a day in London which has been very productive. It started off with a meeting with a PR person who I have contact with from one of the major, they deal with some of the major brands within photography. I won't say any more than that, but there's some interesting things come out and off the back of that. Things like some test and review stuff that I'm going to be doing. And it was really just a case of touching base to talk about The Active Photographer, where that's going, what I've got in mind, and also some of the brands that that person and that company deals with, just for me to get a sense of what's happening. So that was really good. But the point being that for me to get to London is about an hour and a half. So whenever I'm up there, it sort of makes sense really to make a day of it. And I thought to myself, so what shall I do? Now, there are different ways to go about it. You can set up lots of meetings, or you can check the Time Out magazine to see what's on, galleries, shows, all that sort of thing. excuse me. But for me, I thought I'd have a day looking at some galleries and getting a bit of inspiration. And it is the findings, as it were, from those trips that I thought I would share with you right now. So if you are going up to London, there are a number of places that I would really recommend that you go and have a look to check out photography and artwork of what's going on. So One of my favourite places is the National Portrait Gallery, and as it stands at the moment, as I record this, there is an exhibition in one of their little sort of small galleries within there, and also up into the some of the main halls, which is all tied around the 2012 Olympics and Paralympics, and I took in a little exhibition there, which was called, or is called, Road to 2012. And I have in front of me the exhibition book, which I picked up for the princely sum of £20, which I gather is £5 discount on what it would be at retail. And it's a really good exhibition, actually. And for me, you know, I need to be looking at other photographers' work. I need to get inspired and think about my own work and techniques. And the reason I bought this book is I don't always buy the exhibition books for exhibitions that I go to, either for a number of reasons. Sometimes they're just too expensive. It's not unusual for them to be £45-50. Really depends how valuable to me that book, that collection of work, or what have you, is. But this Road to 2012 is excuse me, coughing. It's another day of having a dry throat, having walked around the streets of London. It's just a really nice collection of images, which, as I was looking at them, just really kind of got me thinking about creating some nice, solid portraits. And I've been thinking about this for a long time, based around the outdoor industries and extreme sports and that sort of thing. And for me, the value in that exhibition, I suppose what you might call the one takeaway for me from that exhibition, was the collection of images by a number of photographers that I was inspired by the lighting. There's a bit of back history to the subject here. There's also a really nice section, actually. I've got the book in front of me here. Towards the back of the book, there's actually a section which gives a bit of information about the photographers themselves. And also, it's got some behind-the-scenes shots, which that kind of appeals to the more nerdy side of my love of photography. And the photographers in question, it says on the back cover here, the book and the exhibition features portraits by Anderson and Lowe, Gillian Edelstein, Catherine Green, Brian Griffin, Emma Hardy, Nadav Kanda, Finlay McKay, and Bettina von Zweil. I think that's how you pronounce her surname. I could be wrong. As a lot of you know, I never get bored of watching, reading, viewing other photographers at work and seeing how they go about it. So for me, it's very interesting to see these behind-the-scenes pictures. There's also a section which has sort of the making of. So, for example, there's a page here which features Brian Griffin on location with Team Stadium. it was actually Finlay McKay on location with a couple of swimmers by the pool, just talking about the shots that he's going to make, and it shows lighting setups. I do apologise for this coughing. But that's really interesting for me to see. And then when you see the final pictures, they're good, solid portraits, and there's such a variety. And there is a thing that's known as reverse engineering, whereby us photographers will look at a picture and you will start to think, okay, well, how was that lit? You can see from shadows and highlights and what have you where the lights were, and it's just very interesting. So that was a good exhibition. It was something that I knew was on, and very often when I go to London and I'm thinking about exhibitions, the National Portrait Gallery in Trafalgar Square there is just around the corner is one of my first places to visit. So that was really good. They also have on at the moment at the same time, which runs until the 23rd of September, conveniently my birthday for those that care about that sort of thing. They also have the BP Portrait Award 2012, which features paintings. And again, I've said it in the past, it's, you know, you should always keep an open mind and think about looking at paintings and sculptures and graphics and all sorts of different sorts of just gonna let these people run by. It's a lovely evening here. You've got kids with their dad running through the park. You should always keep an open mind for the idea of looking at work by other creative people. So the BP Portrait Awards, the standout thing for me there was, you know, I've always been aware of various painting techniques. So you've got acrylics, you've got oils and watercolours and sketching and charcoal and all this sort of thing. But one thing that really struck me was there are a number of pictures there which were typically oil on canvas or oil on wood, and I had to go up really close to look because they looked so lifelike that I thought they were photographs. And actually, you know, true to form, they were paintings. And I just found that, you know, really quite interesting. When I was at college, I had a phase where I was really interested in photo art, where, you know, again, it's paintings, but the realism is so close to real life that you do wonder whether it is a photograph or whether it's a painting. And yes, again, that really stood out for me. And it's something that I'd actually like to go back and visit again. The admission was free, so you know, it's well worth it. I may, depending on the my commitments the remainder of this week, I may put a blog post up on the website about these exhibitions and what have you, because I think there are a couple of exhibitions here that I would really recommend that people go and have a look at. But then just one final thing, and I'm going to keep this fairly short today. One other place that I went to as I was there was the Photographer's Gallery, which I haven't been to, I must admit, for a couple of years, because it's actually moved, and I knew it had moved. I'm just going to try and find, if I can, in my bag here. Just got the sort of brochure, the booklet that I was able to pick up. And they are showing at the moment the Deutsche Bosch, Bosch Photography Prize 2012, among other things. And, you know, it's funny. I like to keep a broad interest in photography, whether it's from photography's past or whether it's contemporary prizes or just modern day practitioners. But it's funny, you know, I walked around that place, and it's on 5 levels now. It's a nice, you know, modern building, what have you. And there was one room there, and I can't remember the exact... I'm just looking through the booklet here. I can't remember the exact collection of work. But it just did not do anything for me at all. And of course, there are lots of people that would rave over it and would say what great work and how observant this person is, and you know, maybe talk about their eye, not so much the technique, but their observations and their commentary on modern living or whatever it might have been. But for me, it just didn't do anything. There was one collection of work which was worth looking at, I suppose, or maybe a couple. One guy, Peter Hugo, his work that was looking at the vast dumping grounds in Ghana's capital city of Accra, and the slum dwellers on the outskirts there, you know, their survival depends on processing and burning discarded material. That was kind of interesting, but again, it just didn't strike a note. And then there was another selection of work by John, I think I'm going to get this right, John Stetsaker or Stetsaker. Not heard of him before, but again, they were collages of images and sort of found images. Quite clever, but again, it just didn't really strike a chord. But I suppose the question is, you know, do I feel that my time at that exhibition space was wasted? I don't think it was, because it's all reference points. It's good to see different work. You're not always going to find value and or like every piece of work or collection of work you ever see. So I think it was well worth going to have a look. You know, for one thing, just to see that the new, or what I would call the new Photographer's Gallery, just because I haven't been there for a while. But one other thing that I did do while I was there, I had a quick chat with one of the guys behind the desk, and I have a contact detail for someone who I'm hoping to approach to see if I can do an interview, a little walk around chat with someone from the Photographers Gallery to, again, give you guys a bit more information about what it is that they do there. And as I said, I've seen many collections of work and exhibitions from the Photographers Gallery in their previous location, which were brilliant, really inspiring and well worth viewing, and really did strike a note with me and what have you. So much like when I went to Laycock Abbey and Dimbola Lodge, which is on the Isle of Wight there, and I'll put links in the show notes to those conversations with the people there. I know you guys found those very interesting, so I'm keen to do another one of those soon. So actually, if I can go back to the Photographers Gallery and just, again, keeping a very broad, open mind of what they do and collections of work. And, you know, I don't know a lot about them as a gallery, as an organisation, what have you. So that'll be interesting to find out some more. So that, yeah, that just, as I say, just a pretty quick recording today, just to round up my day. It's been really productive, and so I've had meetings. I've been inspired to think about the active photographer, to think about activities that I'm doing. One other place I did go to whilst I was there was the Paramo store in Covent Garden. Now, a lot of you will have read my review of the Paramo Velez Adventure smock a few weeks ago, and I'll again link to that. Really excellent outer shell for when I'm out in adverse conditions. Really worth a look. But again, just touching base with one of the people that was in there, because we were talking recently on Twitter. So it's always nice to put faces and names to the accounts, you know. So yeah, it was all in all, I'd say it was a really successful day. Well worth doing. A mixed bag of places and people that I've seen. And all in all, just a very, very productive day. And I think it is important to spend time to make most of these trips to be inspired, to see something new, to find out information. And another thing that I will just finish off on, in the Photographers Gallery, they have a bookshop in the basement, essentially. It doesn't sound very glamorous, but it's all very smartly done. They have a bookshop and a print sales room. And in the bookshop, they also have a collection for sale. In the shop there, they have Holger cameras. Now, a lot of you will be aware of Holger cameras. Very popular at the moment. Plastic, some would say tacky plastic cameras, but that create some really very interesting effects. And there's a whole movement of Holger photographers, or Holger, I guess it's Holgography. Yeah, really good. And they had a camera in there which was called a Lubitel 166 Plus. And I've actually got an original Lubitel 166U, I think it is, an old sort of Russian medium format 6x6 film camera. And that, again, has inspired me to dig that out. And I've been thinking that I want to shoot some film again, and I want to process the black and white film myself, and maybe do some printing and what have you. So, again, food for thought. I might end up doing a little podcast recording, or possibly a little video. And yeah, just trying to push that out, because it's there. I've got a stack of film which is just waiting to be shot, which is, you know, sort of quite old. It just needs using. So there's no point it just sitting in a box. I may as well get it used. And again, it's just inspired me to get some different technology to make some interesting images. And yeah, I'll keep you up to date on that. But, you know, there are other posts which I've written about inspiration and exhibitions, and maybe I'll dig a number of those out and link to those in the show notes as well. But yeah, I hope that's been of use. I like days like this where I can make the most of my time, and I come away feeling as though I've, you know, really got some thoughts together. And you know, it's a really, as I record this, it's midweek, so it's a really nice kind of point in the week just to have a day like this. In other news, I have a pretty exciting behind the scenes day ahead of me tomorrow, and I cannot tell you anything about it, but because it's all quite top secret. all will be revealed in future recordings. And let's just say, I think it's something that you will be very interested to hear the behind the scenes of this thing that I will be discussing. So yeah, good week, good day, and I reckon it must be time for a cup of tea. So on that thought, another positive thought to inspire me, I'm going to leave it there. Even in preparing this week's show and listening back to that recording, I was inspired to come up with another idea for a future collaborative photo project. But, as always, that's another thing to set in motion just as soon as I make the time for it. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.